I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Every year, thousands of school-aged children get concussions. To talk about the diagnosis and management of concussion in childhood is Dr. Thomas Koch. He's a professor and the division chief of pediatric neurology at MUSC Children's Health. Dr. Koch, what are the symptoms of concussion in children, and do these symptoms typically happen right after a head injury?
With a head injury, the most common thing that we see immediately is confusion, difficulties with balance, focusing, and then not uncommonly, the child will also maybe complain of a headache, or a headache will begin to build and become a little bit more prominent.
Might there be a delay and some of these symptoms really don't show themselves until hours later, or days later, or even weeks later?
Yes, there can be a delayed onset, but real issue is who's recognizing the symptoms. If it's a young child, they may not say, gee, I feel dizzy or I feel unsteady. So it really requires an adult or a parent who's ever witnessed the potential concussion to say, are any symptoms occurring right now?
Does a child need medical attention immediately after they have some kind of head injury and concussion is suspected?
Yes. With a suspected concussion, the child immediately needs to be pulled from whatever activity they were participating in, and they cannot resume physical activity until certified as being healthy and able to return to play.
And who's going to do that exam?
In most situations, it's usually a physician who has some experience with concussions. However, within the state of South Carolina, that can be done by an athletic trainer. It also can be done by an allied healthcare professionals, such as a nurse practitioner or a physician's assistant.
And what is the treatment if a child does indeed have a concussion?
I wish we had a new magic treatment, but unfortunately, the treatment is as it has always been, which is rest, which includes physical rest as well as mental rest.
And what is post-concussion syndrome?
Post-concussion syndrome is a collection of symptoms which are very similar to concussion, but they persist. So the post-concussive syndrome is usually seen a week or two or more after the concussion, and then they typically can persist for weeks, months, and in some situations, more than a year.
And how common is that?
Unfortunately, it's not that uncommon, and there are certain factors which place children at a higher risk for a prolonged recovery or this post-concussive syndrome.
And what are those risks?
One of the major risks is repeated head injury. Also, if you have premorbid conditions such as depression, anxiety, a mood disorder, that also will put you at a higher risk for a post-concussive syndrome.
Any helpful resources that you can mention for parents and coaches about childhood concussion?
There's a wonderful resource which is called Heads Up, which is sponsored by the Center for Disease Control. It's available online with teaching modules, which are targeted for athletic trainers, coaches, and parents, which I think is terrific.
Dr. Koch, thanks for providing this information about concussion in children and teens.
Thank you very much.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.